content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's just jump right on in with this one from Redbook. From Life and Family, Nail Your To-Do List. Office gossip, cute cat videos, your phone, distractions are everywhere. But it's not totally your fault that you can't stay focused. We evolved to crave new information because hundreds of years ago, being aware of a rustling bush could have saved your life from a tiger, says Earl K. Miller, Ph.D., professor of neuroscience at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. While we no longer risk being gobbled up on our way home, there is so much new information around us that our brains can't help but pay attention to every buzz, ping, or random thought. Let's find some smart solutions for staying on track, customized to how you get derailed. First, target your problem and find an easy fix. If you're the multitasker, that problem is you think you're tackling all your to-dos at once, but you're actually wasting more time than you save. Why you're losing focus? Switching from one thing to another tires out your frontal lobe, the part of your brain that helps you accomplish goals because it keeps having to backtrack and figure out where you left off. Meanwhile, there are competing goals below your level of consciousness vying for your attention, Miller says. It's when your frontal lobe grows weak that they sneak in and trick you into thinking they're more important. How to regain it? Prioritize the more important responsibilities like paying the bills so you won't feel pressurized to multitask later on, like when the laundry has piled up. If you're the procrastinator, the problem is the new season of The Handmaid's Tale or even a pile of mail to sort makes the choice to put off doing dishes seem very reasonable. Why you're losing focus? A lot of decisions, like turning on Hulu, come from below your level of consciousness, and it's up to your consciousness to convince yourself that you've made a good call. In other words, procrastinators are just great rationalizers. That'll sound way better on your resume. How to regain it? Dilly-dalliers are more easily distracted, so steer clear of time sucks, like your phone and your TV. Then set a timer for a short period, like 10 minutes, to keep you on track. When it goes off, check a few emails or read an interesting article before returning to the task at hand. The daydreamer. The problem? During a dreadful morning meeting, your mind drifts to what you're going to make for dinner. While you're losing focus, a tendency to let your mind wander might mean you have a more efficient brain. Some people grasp ideas earlier than others, and their brains subconsciously direct their attention to finding new data instead, says Eric Schumacher, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Psychology at the Georgia Institute of Technology. How to regain it? As long as you get work done, you may not need to worry, Schumacher says. But if this habit cripples your productivity, studies show that scheduling a finite chunk of time to daydream can help you be more present when it really matters. And last, the worrier. The problem? Panicking about getting everything done in a day. How is 14 hours still not enough? Prevents you from getting stuff done. While you're losing focus, worry comes from your amygdala. There we go. The nucleus in your brain responsible for emotional responses. Those of some poor, unfortunate souls work at a higher rate than others, so they can't help over-worrying, whether it's reasonable or not. How to regain it? Luckily, your brain is very flexible, and practicing common meditation exercises, such as homing in on your breathing or a nearby noise, can help train it to quiet your concerns, Miller says. Next, from Good Housekeeping, part of their Do Diet, the promise for the Do Diet, fed up with living in a world of don'ts, so are we. That's why we developed the Do Diet, a radical new way of living that's full of easy do's and don'ts to get you on the healthiest and happiest track. So do soothe your stress. Feeling on edge? You may not be getting enough magnesium. About two-thirds of us aren't. Research shows that skimping on this mineral could contribute to anxiety symptoms like irritability, tension, and difficulty sleeping. Eating enough, however, about 400 milligrams a day, may help reduce the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cognitive decline. That's because magnesium is like your metabolism's point guard. It assists in over 300 chemical reactions, including those involved in blood pressure regulation and muscle and nerve function. Eat more magnesium. Swiss chard at 150 milligrams per cup. Salmon has 60 milligrams per 6-ounce serving. Almonds have 80 per serving. Soybeans have 55 milligrams per half cup at umami. And avocado, a whole avocado, has 58 milligrams in it. Do serve yourself. Dish out your own hunk of pie and you could save major calories. When people serve themselves portions of indulgent foods, they tended to take less. Why? It's harder to kid yourself. A majority of consumers feel guilty for eating unhealthy food, and in our studies we found that being served by someone else gives people a chance to deny responsibility for their consumption, explains Linda Hagen, Ph.D., Assistant Professor of Marketing at the University of Southern California Marshall School of Business. Slicing your own piece yourself keeps you accountable. Do create a sleep zone. For a sound night's snooze, your bed should be designated sleep only. This means watching TV, playing words with friends, and discussing parental worries need to happen elsewhere. That way, your body will learn that when you climb into bed, it's a signal to wind down, says sleep medicine specialist Matthew R. Eben, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Neurology and Neuroscience at Weill Medical College of Cornell University. Another do, sex. Hormones released while getting it on can help you fall asleep. Do flush out infections. Get a lot of painful UTIs? Downing plenty of plain water could help prevent them. New research has found that women prone to these infections cut their risk in half by drinking an additional 3 pints each day, although any amount of extra water is likely beneficial, says lead study author Thomas M. Hooten, M.D., clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at University of Miami School of Medicine. Drinking more fluids increases the flushing of bacteria from the bladder and reduces the concentration of bacteria there, says Dr. Hooten. Data is conflicting on whether cranberry juice helps reduce UTI risk, but this study strongly suggests that water does. Bottoms up! And that by Stacia Affelt. Do flatten your abs. Strengthen and sculpt your core with Jillian Michaels' Move of the Month. It's called the Scissor Crunch, and it works your abs and lower back. First, lie flat on your back. Place hands under lower back for protection. Slowly raise both legs until they're perpendicular to the floor. Pull belly button in toward the spine and keep your body flat. Crunch upper body until shoulders are off the floor, and hold. Slowly scissor legs up and down, bringing them one at a time from perpendicular to nearly parallel to the floor. Do this for 30 seconds, then repeat. 30 seconds, then rest, and then repeat it 3 times. To dial it down a little, lie flat instead of crunching up, and squeeze your abs as you raise and lower your legs instead. And also, when it gets too easy to amp it up, place your hands behind your head with your fingers interlaced, keeping a fist distance between chin and chest. And one last do, daydream. Zoning out could be a sign of intelligence and creativity, says researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Not only did those who reported daydreaming during an MRI score higher on creative and intellectual ability tests, but the scans showed that they had more efficient brain systems compared to those who reported less frequent wandering thoughts. Just be sure to look like you're paying attention in meetings. From Redbook, what doctors tell their friends about the brain. Food really can make you happy. Recently, my wife and I tried a little experiment. For about 2 weeks, we wrote down everything we ate for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. and we noted during the hours that passed between meals how we were feeling emotionally. Here's why. The bacteria in the gut, what doctors call microbiome, help produce chemicals that directly influence the brain. Serotonin, for example, helps ward off depression. Others determine how well you sleep, how good your appetite is, and even how well you're able to withstand pain. I knew going in that the processed food could inhibit the microbiome, so we ate as cleanly as possible. Beyond that, everybody's body chemistry is different. To my surprise, fermented foods like pickles made me feel pretty great, and grains did the exact opposite. So when friends want a magic bullet, I suggest they try keeping a food diary as we did. The next time you're in a bad mood, you can look back at what you've eaten and immediately see which foods aren't working for you. Then you just have to replace them with ones that will. And that was Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Another doctor says headaches might get worse at midlife. I have a friend whose period headaches had gotten so bad she wanted a hysterectomy. I explained that migraines were often triggered by hormonal swings, which can get worse during perimenopause. But if she just wanted to hit menopause naturally, her headaches would likely decrease or go away completely. Surgical menopause, on the other hand, could make them more frequent. She was relieved and agreed to treat them in the meantime. Rescue medications are usually the first line of defense. You take them at the onset of a migraine. After that, lie down with an ice pack and rub a little lavender oil or peppermint oil on your forehead. See how you feel after an hour. That was Susan Hutchison, MD, director of the Orange County Migraine and Headache Center in Irvine, California. Your head needs a healthy heart. There's a strong connection between the heart and the brain. Think of the arteries and blood vessels in your body as pipes under your sink, linking your heart to your brain. When I see new patients, I often tell them I'm going to start by checking their plumbing. I want to know if the pipes in the brain have narrowed, since reduced blood flow indicates the risk for stroke. Naturally, this means brain disease and heart disease share many of the same risk factors. When you eat right, exercise, and tackle stress, you're doing both your heart and your brain a favor. See your doctor for regular checkups, too. You want to catch any plumbing problems early. And that was Carolyn D. Brockington, MD, director of the Stroke Center at the Mount Sinai St. Luke's and Mount Sinai West in New York City. There's hope for Alzheimer's. A man I know told me he was worried about his wife. She was only in her late 50s, but her parents had both been diagnosed with dementia at a young age, and she was now starting to forget things. I suggested she get tested for cognitive disease, and sadly, she too had dementia. Fortunately, there are things we can do once we have a better understanding of a person's risk factors and contributors to decline. This woman began a drug protocol based on her biochemistry, and her memory greatly improved. There are even custom approaches to diet, exercise, brain training, and more that can help. That's why it's a good idea to get tested for cognitive issues early, at least by 45, and even sooner if someone in your family was diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. With early treatment, I think Alzheimer's could be a rare disease. And this is Dale Brodston, MD, author of The End of Alzheimer's. And the last tip, you're never too young to have a stroke. A woman I know was in dance class, moving and swinging her head to the music, when she suddenly developed pain in her neck and lost her peripheral vision. Classic signs of a stroke. She was healthy and active only in her early 30s, but cases like hers aren't that uncommon. The stroke was caused by an injury to one of the vessels in the neck that supply blood to the brain, which can happen with minimal trauma. Know that pain coupled with any focal symptom, like a change in vision or weakness on one side, is always an emergency. Because she got help, this woman's even dancing again. And that was another one by Dr. Brockington. From Good Housekeeping, how to teach a cat new tricks. Dogs get all the credit for learning cute skills, but kitties are totally capable too, if you find the right motivation. Many cats will respond excitedly to tasty treats as rewards, but others might prefer something like playing with their favorite toy, says Reagan McGowan, a Purina Pro Plan behavior scientist. Figure out which makes your cat excited and always pair your method of choice with verbal praise. Also, start slowly. Training's a great way to bond with your pet, but too much too fast might overwhelm her and turn her off. Be consistent, letting your cat work at her own speed. It's a good idea to focus on one command at a time until she masters it. When you see even the slightest glimmer that your cat understands the behavior you're trying to teach, reward her enthusiastically, says McGowan. Keep sessions short and sweet, with only a few repetitions each time. Get tricky. The basic things kitties already do can be reinforced and turned into tricks. At mealtime, call your cat's name, followed by the command, come. If she doesn't comply at first, try tapping on her food bowl to get her attention. When she does mosey over, give her tons of praise, plus the food. After a little bit of practice, your cat will begin to connect the command with the action and with the food, of course. And have him high paw. Cats like to use their paws to explore their surroundings, so they will often offer a paw if you present your hand to them, says McGowan. Turn this paw power into an adorable high-five trick in a few easy steps. Say your cat's name to get her attention, then extend your hand parallel to the floor, palm up, in front of her. Pause briefly, and if she touches your hand with her paw, immediately say, good high-five, and reward her with a treat. Keep practicing, then eventually try moving your hand higher, perpendicular to the floor, with your palm facing your cat. From the Good Housekeeping Institute, Use Everything Better Guide, we've got some tips here, a lot of little quickies. First, put liquids in the blender first. Create perfect mixes, no more stopping and stirring, and keep your machine happily buzzing. Pour in liquids, then soft foods like yogurt or ice cream, followed by fresh fruits and veggies. Finish with anything frozen. The vortex created by blending liquids first pulls the solids down, making sure you get even blending every time. Soap up your cast iron pans. Despite what you might have heard, soap won't scrub away years of hard-earned flavor. Also called patina, the seasoning on cast iron isn't really a layer of cooking oil. It's a thin layer of polymerized oil, a plastic-like substance bonded to the pan's surface. Surfactants in soap shouldn't affect it. Just don't leave the pan soaking. Use cool tools to whip cream. Literally, freeze your mixer's bowl and beater 15 minutes before whipping cream or egg whites for serious fluffiness. Keeping ingredients at lower temperatures will help add volume to get a stronger foam. Load the dishwasher from the inside out. If you've ever had to send a dish through a second cycle to get it spotless, listen up. Heavily soiled dishes should go in the middle of the bottom rack, with the dirty dishes facing inward where they'll be closest to your machine's strongest water spray. Then bathe your delicates. Not all hand washing methods are gentle enough for delicate sweaters or lingerie. Next time you need a soak, fill your sink with lukewarm or cool water. Check the care label. While the water's running, add fine fabric detergent, like Woolite. Swish until fully dissolved, then press your garment down until totally immersed. Never start with it in the sink. Water hitting the fabric can cause stress and damage, and detergent can be harder to rinse out when poured right into the clothing. Forget force-quitting apps. You've probably heard that swiping up on iPhone apps will save battery life, but closing and reopening may use more power than leaving them running in the background. GH Tech Pros recommend force closing an app only if it's unresponsive. To save juice, turn off background app refresh or switch to low power mode. Let's see, rinse paper towels. It's not just a sneaky way to save money and waste less. Disposable towels are designed to be rinsed after picking up a spill and used to wipe surfaces clean. Protect coats with old pillowcases. No, dry cleaning bags aren't the best way to keep clothes stain and smell free. Sometimes they can actually do the opposite. The next time you hang up your winter gear for the season, cover it with clean old pillowcases. Cut a small hole in the sewn end of each case and slip it right over the hanger. How to convert, this one's from Family Circle, how to convert slow cooker recipes to Instant Pot recipes. Daniel Shumsky, author of How to Instant Pot, shares this advice. Make sure that your original recipe contains at least a cup of liquid. If not, add enough to bring up the volume. Add dairy and starch after pressure cooking. Dairy products can curdle and starch can burn. Cut the amount of wine in half and cook it down a bit via the sauté function. You can use the original amount of beer, but let it cook off as well. For more advice, you can visit familycircle.com/instant-pot-tips. From Good Housekeeping, here's what's cooking. This is to transition to fad recipes. Use this to transition. Make your groceries do more. Cook tastier. Cut costs and help the world with these food-saving tricks. To boost flavor, use leftover lemon, lime, and orange peels to infuse vinegar or vodka with a citrusy zest. To soup up soups. Blend a slice or two of stale bread into pureed soup to thicken and add creaminess. DIY dressing? Turn an almost empty jar of jam into vinaigrette. Add olive oil, vinegar, herbs, and spices. Then screw on the lid and shake. To revive greens, stir sad spinach, kale, or arugula into soups, stews, or risottos where it'll wilt and still taste great. And sweeten up. Add mushy bananas to pancake batter or smoothies. The more brown spots, the more concentrated sugar the fruit has. And here's a so simple veggie macaroni salad. Active and total time are 20 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. Here's what you need. 8 ounces elbow macaroni, 1/4 cup mayo, 1/4 cup low-fat sour cream, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, kosher salt and pepper, 3 peppers, red, orange, and green, roughly chopped, 2 stalks celery, finely chopped, 1 cup corn kernels, 2 scallions, thinly sliced, 1 jalapeno pepper, finely chopped, 1/4 cup pickled sweet red cherry peppers, such as papadews, finely chopped, and 1/2 cup cilantro, chopped. Cook pasta per package directions. Drain and run under cold water to cool. In a large bowl, whisk together the mayo, sour cream, lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add the cooled macaroni and toss to coat. Then fold in peppers, celery, corn, scallions, jalapeno, cherry peppers, and cilantro. And a quick test kitchen trick, mayo magic. Making grilled cheese, skip the butter and spread a thin layer of mayo on both sides of the bread instead. Then grill or griddle and enjoy the crispy golden brown deliciousness. My husband and I have been doing that now for about a year. We love it that way. Mediterranean farro and salmon salad. Active and total time, 20 minutes. You need 1 1/4 cups 10-minute farro, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 of a small red onion, thinly sliced, 4 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound skinless salmon fillet, 8 ounce grape tomatoes, halved, 1/2 of a seedless cucumber cut into 1/2 inch pieces, 4 ounces baby arugula, about 4 cups, 1/4 cup fresh dill roughly chopped, 3 ounces feta broken into 4 pieces. Heat broiler. Cook farro per package directions, then drain, transfer to a large bowl, and toss with 1 tablespoon oil. Meanwhile, make pickled onions. In a large bowl, toss onion with 2 tablespoons lemon juice and a pinch of salt. Let sit, tossing twice for at least 10 minutes. Line a rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil. Season the salmon with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and broil until opaque throughout, 5 to 6 minutes. Add the tomatoes, cucumber, and remaining tablespoon of oil and 2 tablespoons lemon juice to the onions. Toss to combine. Divide farro, veggie mixture, and salmon, flaking it slightly, among 4 airtight containers. Top each with arugula, dill, and a piece of feta. Refrigerate for up to a day. When ready to eat, shake the container gently or toss to combine. So this could be used as a take to work or take somewhere lunch. This makes 4 servings. How to deal with dressing. The key to a happy salad is how you store its components. Delicate greens like arugula, keep them separate from the dressing until the last minute so they don't wilt. Sturdy grains like farro, will dress them the night before or the morning of, so they have all day to marinate. Chunky sweet potato soup. Active times 20 minutes, total time 35. You need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large onion finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 4 cloves garlic finely chopped, 2 tablespoons grated peeled fresh ginger, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1.5 pounds of sweet potatoes peeled and chopped, 1 14-ounce can crushed tomatoes, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, cilantro and peanuts for serving. Heat oil in a large saucepan on medium. Add onion, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 8 to 10 minutes. Stir in the garlic and the ginger. Cook 1 minute. Add cumin and cayenne and cook 1 minute more. Add the sweet potatoes and mix to combine. Add tomatoes, peanut butter, and 4 cups water and simmer covered until potatoes are tender, 18 to 20 minutes. Let cool, then divide among 4 containers. Refrigerate for up to 5 days. When you're ready to eat one, warm it in a small pot or in the microwave. Serve with cilantro and peanuts. This makes 4 servings. And we have from Real Simple, rosemary garlic chicken thighs. You need 8 bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 3/4 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper divided, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 8 shallots peeled and halved, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 3/4 cup chicken broth, 8-ounce green beans trimmed, and 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. Preheat your oven to 475. Season the chicken with 3/4 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Heat the oil in a large oven-safe skillet over medium-high. Add chicken, skin side down, and cook, turning once until golden brown on both sides, 10 to 12 minutes. Transfer chicken to a plate. Add shallots to the skillet and cook until browned, about 5 minutes. Add rosemary, garlic, and broth, and bring to a boil. Return chicken to the skillet, skin side up. Transfer to oven and roast until chicken is cooked through and shallots are tender, 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer the chicken to a plate. Place skillet over medium-high. Add beans and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Simmer until the sauce is thickened and beans are crisp tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in the butter. Serve chicken with vegetables and sauce. And this makes 4 servings. From Red Book, Eat Your Way Ageless. You are what you eat, and your skin is no exception. Fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, tomatoes, spinach, and leafy greens, are high in antioxidants, which can protect skin by fighting damaging free radicals. Aim to incorporate them into every meal, she recommends. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138.